Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with the dynamic duo that we are, Pamela Cuccinelle, Susie Mazzoli. And we are already talking about week 9 of 2021, starting this week, Pam, with the first on Monday, the 1st of March, 2021. And, nearly a year of the pandemic lockdown globally. So what does this week hold for us? Let us know, and then I will jump in, as I do traditionally, with our 10-minute meditation. Thank you so much.
Okay, super. March 1st. The moon is in the sign of Libra. And Libra moon, if you read and just the core astrology of it, is the energy, the emotional energy that wants to relate, make diplomatic overtures, hear both sides of a situation. And the main theme is conversation, listening, reflecting. When the moon is in Libra nowadays, though, it makes certain aspects to the outer planet of Pluto. And in this case, the last aspect indicates potential for power struggle. So some of us may be encountering that on Monday, March 1st. It may not be overt. It may not be anything that you are aware is happening while you're having a discussion or doing something that's about getting both or all sides to hear something. However, the overall arc of the conversation very much is about power struggle. So if you are engaged in something or talking about something or have a problem to solve or doing something that feels to you as though there's a difficulty in it, one of the things that's important to look at is there something within yourself that's bringing up a situation that kind of calls to action, confrontation, or division? And this isn't always bad, because sometimes what's happening is we're going through a growth process, we're learning something about ourselves, something about a reality in a relationship. And so it's not always bad to feel as though you're confronting something or getting pushback. What's not constructive is when we kind of batter ourselves against the wall or see it as a no-win situation or walk away because confrontation is too hard. That's not to say that there aren't times when it's appropriate to walk away. But what's important is to have an awareness of what's coming up and why. And that's when the moon in Libra can be incredibly constructive at this point in time, because it's asking to hear all sides of a situation. And what can happen in our very polarized discussions these days is people can pull way over to an extreme of a certain camp and just see no wiggle room, no potential for coming together. And compromise almost seems like a bad word or a giving in. And I always remember one of the things I learned from when I was in couple counseling many, many moons ago. And the gal who was working with me, Melinda Martin, said, is it more important to be right or in the relationship? And I think what's important is to look at what is the relationship. Is the relationship something that you want to be in, that you feel engaged in? And even if you say no to yourself or it's time to walk away, one of the most valuable things about that phrase to me is the first part of it. Is it more important to be right? Because we can get very hung up on what feels like it's right and totally miss whatever the more dimensional lesson is in the experience. So March 1st looks like a great day to reveal, to inspect, to look something over, to get more information, to explore deeply conversation, to gain insight and knowledge, and always to keep in mind that the most important relationship, of course, is with self, and that you look at whatever situation or problem or confrontation you're in as dimensionally as possible, and to really learn from the experience. On Tuesday the 2nd, the moon goes void, of course, at 9:09 a.m., all the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And when the moon is void, of course, what's happening is it's not making any direct dialogue with another planetary energy in a geometric configuration. So what that means from an astrological perspective is that we're not as emotionally attached to outcome. There's no emotional glue that holds it together. Now, this can be changed depending on your personal horoscope. If something's getting triggered on your personal horoscope, regardless of the fact that the moon is void, of course, but I'm just talking about the energetic weather of the day and the overall kind of frame of the situation. So from 9:09 a.m. until 2:22 p.m., it's even longer than that, until 3:38 p.m. So that's most of the workday, depending on what your workday is. I mean, things are kind of blurry nowadays with COVID, and not everybody has 9 to 5 hours. But what that means is that particular period of time from the morning until mid-afternoon is a great period to be doing things that are about finishing up, staying with a project already in motion, not getting into anything that's about making a decision or declaration, because the odds are, unless your personal horoscope has a different story with this, the odds are that nothing will come of whatever the supposed commitment or declaration or decision was. We're much more apt to follow through with things when the moon is engaged with other planetary energies, even if those energies are hard, because then we have an emotional investment in outcome. When it's void, of course, not so much, if at all. So at 3:38 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Scorpio, and now we're in incredibly different energy than we were where we were Monday and through the day until this point in time on Tuesday, because what's happening is the moon enters in what we call fixed water. So that when that occurs, we are uber connected to whatever's going on emotionally, especially if we've got a lot of water in our horoscope or earth. we really feel like we're invested in whatever's happening. And this is ramped up just because of the planetary configurations as the moon travels through the sign of Scorpio over the next period of time. So the late afternoon, evening, very rich for research, in-depth conversations, anything therapeutic. If you're trying to find something or kind of explore something deeply, excellent period for that. This carries over into Wednesday, the 3rd. And the things to keep in mind on Wednesday is for those of us who are up very early in the morning, pre-dawn, this can be a very, It's like things can be revealed, or we can feel very committed almost a bit raw on things that are coming up. Almost hard to see where the give is in certain situation. And that's why we're looking for the revelatory aspects, or if something has come up that makes us feel like we're in deeper, then what's important is to keep open for a revelation or a situation or even an epiphany that can come in and kind of brighten the horizon. It's like you're looking up at a stormy sky and it all looks very tumultuous and dark and threatening. And then suddenly there's this break in the clouds and you see this shock of white. That's the kind of energy that can come through on the morning through midday on Wednesday the 3rd. There's also a configuration in the sky between Venus and Uranus, which can really ignite and excite people in the creative arts, anyone who is exploring something that they're looking for insight or looking for something new. This can really come through on this day. And it comes through without being so thought intellectually aspected as with deeply kind of moving through whatever the emotional state is or the things that feel like they're challenging or harder to move. It's more important to stay in motion or stay with the things that maybe don't feel so comfortable, because by staying with them, that's what eventually lets us move it in ways that really can be transformational. As we get into the evening, a lot of information can come in, conversations, not necessarily easy. But once again, they're kind of cracking the shell of things that might have gotten too brittle or too entrenched. And it's important to get some movement in order to change whatever the situation is. Mars enters the sign of Gemini, which brings up a cycle over the next few weeks of just dialogue information coming in that we need to sift through. It's neither good or bad. It just means that what seemed to perhaps be stagnant or not that available starts to become more available. And this has a natural progression probably with people feeling, as Susie mentioned at the beginning, we're getting to the year anniversary of when global lockdown happened with the pandemic, and there's a restlessness that's occurring, some of which is useful because things need to move a little, but others that maybe is not as alert as it could be. So just with Mars in Gemini, movement is important, bicycling, walking, getting around, but also for those who have been careful about the pandemic, you certainly wouldn't want to get it after being a year with being overly cautious. So a certain amount of caution is to be continued, but there, it's as though things are starting to free up and a playfulness is coming in. But that doesn't mean one wants to throw caution to the wind. Very deep night for spiritual work, meditation, very informative for those of us who make time for it or traveling through some sort of creative art journey and or, I should say. One thing to keep in mind is that there's this envelope of time from the late evening, like as of 8:30 Wednesday night to after midnight, when we're just in this nice, very creative, stimulating period, which is delicious for planning finances or, well, it's about Venus. So it's about money and romance. And people may say, what does money have to do with romance? Because money in the exchange of our world is about how we value ourselves and having productive and reciprocal friendships or romantic relationships are all about having appropriate self-value. So that's why money and love are linked with Venusian energy. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:10 a.m. the morning of Thursday. So we're still in this, for early morning Thursday, nice, nice envelope of time of high productivity and investment in self and the things you care most about. Once the moon is void, of course, it doesn't enter Sagittarius until 5:43 p.m. that early evening. So it's wonderful for therapeutic arts, for research, for staying with projects already in motion, for getting rid of things that are holding you back, moving old stuff. At 5:43 p.m. on Thursday, when the moon's in the sign of Sagittarius, it's very hard to stay still in this evening. The other thing that's going on is there's a picture in the sky between Mercury and Jupiter. So the most important thing to keep in mind on Thursday, as of early evening through Friday, is be aware of what you say and how you say it. And also be aware of how you react to things you hear. Because dialogue and spontaneity are very, very high on these at this period of time. And people can shoot things out without really thinking about the impact. And this can be interesting and give us ways of thinking about things that maybe we hadn't thought of. But it can also actually be hurtful. If you receive something in a way that just wasn't with an awareness of how you might accept it or hear it, and on the other end as well, how you might say something, how someone may respond to it. So just because we have information or something seems interesting to say or spout out, doesn't mean that it's always should be said. And it's also important how we say things. So this period of time can be very instructive to kind of cook those thoughts a while and think, what's the best way to deliver this message? So the moon goes for, I always love to stress when the moon's in Sagittarius to get in nature one way or the other. Just It's you want to be connected to the earth. You want to feel a sense of playfulness in the natural environment. And even if you can't get outside, then see a movie, do something that allows you that sense of connection with the bigger world. The moon goes void, of course, at 4:44 a.m. on Saturday the 6th, and it's void, of course, all day long until 9:20 p.m. that evening when it enters the sign of Capricorn. So Saturday is an absolutely perfect day to be in nature, dive into something that you're just really excited or hungry about learning, do something that widens your mind, whether you're going to remember it the next day or not. You just want to take a trip through a bigger lens than the one you look at most of the time. So that can be tremendously healing for the soul. Once the moon enters Capricorn in mid-evening on Saturday night, that time through Sunday the 7th is very, very rich for doing the work that is most meaningful to you. So that can be work just on yourself. It can be things that have to do with personal routine and health. It can have things to do with your work. It can have things to do with anything you're building or investing in, whether relationship or a long-term project. But where you put your energy is late evening on Saturday through Sunday. Is it goes deep. You may not see the results right away, but you will see the results and they will be transformational. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Well, we like the transformational, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Bring that on. So let's go into our meditation. I invite everyone to take a place of peace and quiet, wherever that can be for you, and preferably sitting up, straight back. And just as you settle into that place, just feel the energy, taking a few deeper breaths and allowing yourself to be present. And as you feel yourself becoming present, just imagine that you are now in a situation where you can broaden your energy field, where you can stretch your mind, visualize that your heart is reaching out so that you can literally have a bigger bandwidth for everything, for your stamina, for physical activity, for emotional things, for your love, for your heart, for your loving kindness, for your compassion, and especially for the mind. Let's allow the mind now to really broaden. If you are like a horse with blinders on that always finds the way, very intuitive, and you just know the way and you always travel the same road, let's now have the experience of widening the road, perhaps going in different directions, so that we can experience things that we don't already know, that are new to us, and also just the experience of widening the lens, of getting to know what it is to be in another state of mind, thinking about things from another perspective, just really expanding the mind. And we spend so much of our lives, so much of our education, so much of our personal lives really fine-tuning things. My opinion, my judgment, what I want, what I like, what I don't want. We become really astute at knowing exactly what we want or what we don't want. And then we can become quite strongly opinionated about it. And we can become very, very fearful or very protective, very defensive. All of these things that we think, we believe, or we have the experience of this is what I am, or this is what I need, or this is what I want, or this is what I know. Simply, this is what I understand and know. So let's loosen the shackles, loosen the judgments, loosen the concepts and the ideas, shake it up a bit, put some more space in between the ideas, put some more space in between the opinions, and visualize yourself almost becoming water. So if the things that we know and the things that we have ideas about and our opinions, if they kind of make us solid in a way, imagine now that all of that is just melting now, so that you can be more flexible, so that you can in fact absorb more information from the universe at large on any frequency, that you can become more loose. And when you become more flexible, you can stretch more. You can reach further. You can go deeper. So just feel all of those concepts and ideas of the mind becoming looser, more transparent. Visualize more space between everything, as if your mind is like a giant library with all the books in it. And all the books are your memories and your experiences and all of the many, many things that you know, all the many things that you know how to do. See your mind as this exquisite library resource. And then just make it huge. Put lots and lots and lots of bookshelves up there. And then just visualize all of these concepts are just sitting on a shelf all by itself. So there's space, lots and lots of space. Space for us to expand. Space for us to learn more. Space for some of the ideas that we think are so absolutely locked in stone. That has got to be real. That is absolutely scientifically proven. I know it. It happened to me. Just allow some space around those things too. We are now putting space into reality, letting things breathe, letting ourselves be free, completely, ultimately free. There is nothing, nothing in this world, nothing in your mind, nothing in any idea at all. Nothing that holds you down, nothing that ties you up, nothing that restricts you. There are no people, no situations, no conditions, no ideas, no restrictions at all. You are the absolute person here in command of your life, of everything that happens to you. You are able to manipulate matter, manipulate time, create miracles. Stay in this space. Really breathe into this space, knowing that this is the essence of you. This is the true, real being that is now here having this wonderful experience of being a human and having the many thousands of opportunities that arise from being here as a human on this planet to expand, to transform and evolve, to grow. And what is it that we want to grow the most? Our love, our compassion, our awareness. And as we allow for this space to be there for every single cell in our body, every single thought, every single emotion, oh, we take a deep breath and realize we don't have to take this all quite so seriously. We can giggle at ourselves every now and then, remembering that we are beginningless and endless. And we feel this exquisite lightness of being, the lightness of being that comes from this expansive state, is truly enlightening on all levels of our being. And we share this frequency now with every single atom everywhere for the highest benefit of all beings always. And as we take a few deeper breaths, feeling that tremendous energy in our body, the excitement, we gently open our eyes, becoming completely present, clear mind. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the first week of March. Happy month. And we will see you again next week for the second week of March. Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you, everybody. Drop us a line and say hello. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.